Okay.
Yeah. No. Minus Josh.
Just doing things to make sure my recording is hopefully working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost to Josh. Great thing he's important to this campaign. No, I'm not that stupid.
Well, you made it dependent on me.
I know.
Josh rejoined back again.
Oh, shit.
He's not a slave. You were all wrong. I kept saying, no, Joshua would not fall asleep again. He made a stir to stop, but no, you all poo-pooed me and said, no.
I didn't want to check out my window to make sure the sky has not turned as red as blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, y'all have, no, the stuff is not coming off. It's not chipping off. You have to, if you want it off, you're going to have to take off some of the skin.
Yeah, and pose that to Grigori if that's free enough or if he just wants to wait and see.
Told you you're going to have to peel skull.
We just want to
I was trying to ask before we dropped. Is none of this resin just on my hair? So that they can just go, oh, I cut off a piece of hair and there is resin.
If it was on your hair, it had melted your hair and had either gone off.
All right.
Or it was...
There are two people here who cut it. What is the state of your knife and your sword?
Sword's fine.
Okay. Nice. Any splash of residue on it?
No.
And the knife?
He didn't cut it.
I did not cut. I just pushed and leave. Yeah. Well, actually, I did not do anything to it with the knife. I tried.
Smashed it.
But it failed. Okay. Yes, you may take pieces off of my head, but not...
He's not
ears or things.
Who here has the most steady hand?
I hold up my hand.
Does it shake?
I cannot see the top of my head, sorry.
Yeah, it does shake.
Probably want a Dex medicine roll, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, that would be that, but I'm a nervous wreck. I'll do it anyway.
I trust you. You are a fellow member.
Do it at minus three.
Wow. Do you want help?
Hold him still.
I can fully help two decks. I have four decks.
I have a pool of four that goes down.
I have a medicine of four as well as a dex of four, so.
Well, if I try and help you, I'll still be rolling a dice. It's not a chance dice. So I can't screw things up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make things worse. Oops. Just roll one dice. Doink. Hey! And it explodes.
Hang on.
Nice.
And it explodes.
Wow.
What? Okay, there's something wrong with this. There you go. Have a plus three.
I like that you wasted that roll. I like that you wasted that roll.
I needed that plus three because I got a success.
All right, you cause no damage to Grigori when you get off. And it hurts like a bitch, but it's not worth one of your boxes.
Then press roll to it and go and do our test.
Okay.
And hold that right where it is.
All right. What are you going to do to test this?
It has been years since I've done history. Can I not just rely on my skill?
Yeah, I mean, you can roll. You can just make a roll if you want.
We have various chemicals we can see if it reacts with. Try and break it down under the microscope. Mm-hmm. Have a look at the chemical composition of it.
Now that we've taken it off his scalp and so we're free to test it on pressure, is it possible to break up the sample?
Nope.
Is it brittle?
Nope.
Hmm. Could we use this in place of a helmet?
Yep.
You had natural armor on your head and you took it off.
Yep. Such a shame. I was trying to help you out, Richard. I
took off a tiny piece of it. He's still barely covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I wish to rely on skills here because it's been years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone assisting? Actually, who's got the best chemistry?
Actually, here, I'm just going to cut to the chase there. this is a supernatural thing. Mm-hmm. Doing science on it helps not.
Cool.
You do science on it for an hour. Science helps you not.
Well, what does your... What do your glasses, goggles tell you?
That it's supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Does it bear any resemblance to what you see on YouTube?
Yeah.
Think, you know how in Ghostbusters they've got the various devices, but all it pretty much says presence or not, it doesn't really break it down?
Mm-hmm.
Think along the lines of that's how much information I can really get. If we're actually actively chasing something, I can probably follow its spore in the air, and that's what you sort of have them as goggles. But in terms of using it to help determine the chemical breakdown of supernatural substances, not hugely.
I'm ashamed you did take the bleeder, by the way.
There's stuff I could have taken, but it was what's in keeping with the character. I would have the Majolni cannon. Okay, I would have taken the Majolni cannon.
I would have given that to you for free if you wanted it. That thing is just so awesome. I want
to
see it.
So OP. It is so completely...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, trust me. I can create things to match that.
We just send you in on your own. The rest of us hang back.
Oh, no. The Majora cannon isn't something that you towed around.
You need to carry it on a jeep with you, basically. It has to be mounted.
Yep.
What is this thing? It's like a Tesla death ray or something.
Pretty much.
I think that's something else. We're the Task Force Valkyrie. We have tech toys.
Yeah, they Task Force Valkyrie. Best thing.
Now I get this useless artifact.
Oh, no, you have very useful artifacts. You have you could have gotten a head that screams whenever there's an artifact around. Very useful.
A bath, I think.
So.
So, yes. So we really need to go...
Rub science on it. Science avails you not.
We should also be able to come up with for the organic part at least, a counter to the preservative. That's the other thing I wanted to do before we head it out.
It's one of those things. It's a supernatural organic compound. I mean,
yes, but the organic part of it, if you break it down, it's still going to cause problems and it might help at least.
Right. The problem is... Yeah, you can create something.
Yeah.
Was the scooping out of the organs the thing which killed the victims, or biting out of the throat? What was the original cause of death?
Original cause of death is listed as cardiac failure.
Yes, your heart stops beating once you've been clawed to death, yes.
Oh. Well, here's an easy way of checking. Are there any, is there any dry blood surrounding the ripped out throat?
Not what you would expect, no.
Quick question, though, on the organs, were they scooped out by the claw, or were they basically eaten out by the creatures when they came out?
No, neither. The organs are there, they're just atrophied.
Yeah.
In keeping with the body just being left there for a month, or is something else?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, the bodies were not just, like, left out in the sun for a month. They've just been dead for a good long while, and they're estimating it maybe at a month, maybe longer, maybe shorter.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But the bodies were not...
Sorry, let me just get this straight. They've been dead for a month.
Mm-hmm.
But they were found as if they were running away from something?
Yep.
Okay.
The bodies were not, they weren't eaten away by insects or none of that kind of stuff. Like, they died here and been left for a month. No.
And I'm guessing everyone has drawn the obvious conclusion that they were probably still running around despite having been pickled.
No.
Okay, well, that's what I'm voicing. I am voicing the idea that perhaps something very supernatural has occurred and that they were already clinically dead when whatever tore out their throat arrived.
Oh, that possibly. But
well,
no,
we
they were,
have to go to the
most likely when they got infected, it was with a paralytic agent at the same time, and then they just stopped them in their tracks.
Well, the quick way to see if anyone's ever seen them recently around the projects. I mean, if they've been disappeared for a month,
nope.
That's one thing. If they're running around Tuesday, that's something different.
True.
That is something for y'all to investigate.
Yep. So, if there's anything else you want to do with the bodies, to the projects.
Okay.
Do you think it's wise for us to walk into the projects?
No.
Thank you.
But are we going to do it anyway? Yes.
No, I was going to say dressed like ATF agents.
I don't seem to have commented on the fact that I'm wearing a very very ruffled and destroyed looking set of casual business attire at the moment.
Compared to Gregory, you look brilliant.
Yeah. No one seems to care what you look like. In this universe, no one seems to care.
Gregory.
Oh, whatever.
Gregory. I don't pronounce your name wrong, Ahmed.
Gregory.
Fight.
Well, Gregory, are you ready to go to the projects? Or possibly shopping?
I put on my hat. Yes.
Alright, so what do you recommend then, Samantha, in terms of clothes?
Maybe dress a little more downscale for some of us. And maybe get a cheaper looking car.
So that's fine. We have a car which has actually seen a little bit of damage now.
Yeah, I never did ask what you guys are actually doing here in the first place, did I?
Nope.
Okay, then.
Nope. Samantha has no idea how the case went down.
Nope.
None of that was discussed.
Excellent. We'll move on, letting Mitchell know that we're taking off and we might be back for the bodies later. We're going to investigate the crime scene.
All right. So, do y'all actually buy a stripped-down car? And
no, we just go get the one which has already been smashed up out of the garage.
The one that had the person on it? That was a rental.
Yes, and we never returned it in. We just went to try and get it repaired, and that's where it was yesterday. We continue to use that.
Wait, what?
The one we took for the big showdown last time, windscreen smashed in, someone beat the hell out of it.
Yeah! You didn't just turn it in?
No, we tried to get it fixed up before we handed
it back. It was a rental! You don't care about things like that.
Yeah. Well, we did. We
and
did.
Rent insurance.
We did. It
was the point of getting insurance to say you don't care. You're American, damn it.
Yeah,
I'm not actually. I'm British.
No, I missed that part.
Jeez, guys. At least we need
another car.
We need to swipe a different license plate. We don't want this car getting traced back to us from the projects.
Why not? This is our fourth car now.
Yeah. That's no problem. Alright, y'all rent a new car because
yes, we get a new car.
You don't want to drive around with one that has a smashed in window plates because you get pulled over by the cops and then they would tow the car away.
Well, that's going to happen anyway because I look like a terrorist, but you know. I also take the ATF off my jacket.
Okay, that's no problem. And you drive up. How do you drive up to the projects? It is a four buildings. There are cones that are wrapped around the entire projects that prevent you from driving onto the property. There are a set of parking spaces off to the right-hand side, and there appears to be a rather steady business over there of cars driving up, stopping for a few seconds, driving about, driving away, things exchange, drive a block, about a block away, stop, things exchange, then drive away.
Is it a Takeaway McDonald's or something?
Clueless.
Entirely.
If you see any little baggies or packages of foil getting passed around.
Yes, basically, that is. The first point is where they pay. The second point is where they get their product.
Yeah.
So it's just like McDonald's.
Yep.
That's the point I was making.
Pharmaceutical Madonna.
I want a Happy Meal, please.
So.
Can do.
You do not see people who are getting out of their cars and going into the projects.
So we'll park somewhere slightly out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You do see a perturbing amount of young men who are just not doing much of anything except talking, looking around, talking.
They are not the Crips, are they?
They do not appear to be wearing the same colors, no. The predominant colors around here are yellow and black.
Hey, that's Wellington colors, that is. They're for Wellington.
So look, are they black or Latino?
They are Latino.
Okay. That's probably... Do I see any, like, gang graffiti of crowns? Okay, so it's... Latin Kings.
Yep.
Which means?
Very, very violent Latino nationals. Very distrustful of outsiders. And wouldn't think twice about slitting the throat of a former companion if they thought they were ratting him out.
And how do they feel about the law?
They do not particularly care for it.
I make sure I have unclipped my forensic badge from me then.
Is anyone still wearing this?
No, that's well tucked away.
And just so y'all do know, this is something everyone here would know. This is the type of neighborhood that unless you shot an RPG launcher off, nobody's calling the cops.
They'll be calling the cops, damn it.
This is the type of neighborhood that several people have seen news reports about, cops firing 150 bullets in the air just to see if someone would call them in the entire neighborhood and not getting a single call.
But you said they'd call if we fired off an RPG, so the cops are going to get called.
Yes, if you do in fact fire off an RPG, someone will probably call the cops.
Most likely because of the property damage.
Yes.
Right. We're all going in then. Come on, out of the car.
If you insist.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know if these people have been seen recently and... There's people we can ask.
Do you have any photos of these people?
You can have photos of these people.
Yeah, we'll have photos. Yeah. What is it? I did take a point in it. Right. Shall we? Let's move.
Okay, so do you all get out of the car and start walking towards the projects?
I am.
A ways away? All right.
Yes, I follow the...
Are y'all stealthing up or just walking up like, hey, we're coming to see?
I don't see the point of stealthing, so I'm not going to.
All right. As soon as one of these young men, maybe early teens, 13, maybe 12, sees y'all walking up, he shouts, 5-0, 5-0! And a bunch of young men suddenly find other things to be doing. In a very large hurry, they appear to be scattering.
Do they all disappear?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. If they don't want to talk to us, fine. Yep. Continue on. We know we have the addresses of where the bodies were found.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Alright. You go there, and there is a large police tape section of the atrium that is...
You might want to describe a bit of what the hell this place looks like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Just so you know, these are concrete structures, 17 stories tall. They look extremely utilitarian along the Le Corsiers, Le Corsiers model of architectural brutality. They're just rectangles of concrete that rise into the air. In the middle of this, in the middle of the four buildings is a taped off playground-esque type place. I say playground-esque because the floor is concrete. The entire, everything is paved over. And in the middle, next to the, this entire area is taped off. In the, roughly the middle next to the merry-go-round, one body, was found. Next to the swings, another body was found, and next to the jungle gym, the third body was found. And everybody can give me wits plus composure check for the scene.
Who the hell put the bodies here to be found?
This is,
well, they appeared to be running away from something, and then they were killed. Yes? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, before they got turned into incubators, I'm thinking.
So this could be... so there is no blood here. So this is...
there seems to be a little bit, but not enough from a living victim.
It's a concrete block jungle gym. Of course there's going to be blood around. what's composure? Let's not roll D8s.
No, D8s are fine, James. If you want to roll D8s, you can. I'm going to be rolling D12s.
I'm
all D20s. I rolled D5. Wait a minute.
I did that earlier. Those of you who get a 2, you notice that there appear to be inhabitants who are looking out at you. They are peering behind curtains, but no one is coming out to greet you and talk to you. Those of you who rolled a 3, notice that the racial... no one's black around here.
Yeah, the 3 bodies were, you said.
Yes. All the 3 bodies were black.
Now, I am just going to be bold on this assertion because I am not American. Latino is completely different to black, right?
Yeah. Latinos are brown. They are Mexicans / anyone who came from Latin America, which is anywhere south of America.
But they are not commonly mistaken for one another. There's no, you don't get like dark Latinos looking like slightly lighter black or anything like that.
No, the facial structures are completely different. Nose structures are different. They scream different racial ethnicities to you. It's like confusing an Italian for a Swede. Or a Southern Italian, I should say, for a Swede. Which you wouldn't even know about, so huzzahs. Yeah.
I don't seem to do that either. Right, well, we'll investigate the area.
You're so getting lynched.
I'm hoping they come for us because we want those people to talk to.
Yeah, talk with knives and guns. This could be very bad, guys. Keep just keep your wits around you, okay?
Any sign of drag marks or anything?
No, no. It looks like basically these people got pounced here and then were flipped over and ripped apart.
But the evidence that happened here did. Is that they definitely
died. Yes, they definitely, this definitely happened here.
All right. And what, they were just lying here for a month?
No. No, as I said, they got, the police basically got called in that morning. The bodies, okay, apparently I hadn't described this one. All right, this has happened sometime in the morning where the witnesses, I was going to have y'all talk to these people, but y'all seem disinclined to do that. So I'm going to give this to you.
Well, I said I was hoping they'd come out to talk to us, but no one seems to be wanting to do that. And no. We get what we get. If we screw up this, then it's on our thing. But no, just one thing I'm not quite clear about, mm-hmm. and it might just be I misunderstood what the examiner was telling us,
mm-hmm.
was that I thought a month ago they got attacked and then their bodies had been preserved by something that infected them when they got attacked, and then months later the things had come, got spawned out of them, and that's when they found the bodies.
No. Basically, they had been walking and talking even though they were dead.
Right.
And then they got killed here.
Okay.
Well, they fell down here.
No, they got murdered here. I mean, it is clear.
There isn't enough blood to...
No, right.
So they were still moving around without the blood because of whatever was animating them.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
But...
And basically, I'll also give this to y'all for free. If someone came out to talk to you and you were suspected police officers, that would make this, yeah, that would make them a snitch. And snitches do not last long.
Well, there's a difference between someone coming out to talk to us and someone coming out to say, what the hell are you guys doing? And we talk to him and then having to get some information out of him.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
No, you don't understand.
If they look at us.
Yes. It's called snitches get stitches.
Yes. Yeah. No one is going to talk to the police unless the police forcibly confront them.
I thought there might have been some, lack of a better word, it's not the right word I'm trying to think of, but like, community leader, lead bully, what have you, would have come out and said, hey, what the hell are you doing here on my patch?
No. The community leader is whatever the head of the local gangs is.
Yes.
And he's not going to confront the police because you have to fight the power of the radio when, you know, because you have to fight the radio. They're unfightable, so you just don't bother with it. And the fact he had several bodies on his porch step, therefore, it doesn't take a genius to figure out why you've come.
Yes, but we're not, well, okay. Apparently we are mistaken for the police. Damn that person who fumbled their squad policeman.
Well, basically a bunch of white guys
showing
up in a predominantly lower-class Latino neighborhood, dressed fairly conservatively, looking at a police crime scene.
Yeah, basically.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
No. And these guys are not rocket scientists.
No, but they are chemists.
No, generally... The product is made somewhere else and distributed to them.
With the last case, what we had was the bodies in a snowdrift for quite some time before it was discovered. Would that be a possibility here?
No.
Yeah, so I am going to stand by my previous theory that they were running around pre-pickled.
All right, so should we talk to these people then?
feel free to do that if you wish. I'm not.
Well, maybe not you.
The tracks. Did they have an address or anything on them?
Yes, they did.
Is that anywhere near here?
It is three blocks over.
I thought they didn't have any ID.
They did not. The tracks.
The tracks.
Right. The tracks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Samantha, perhaps you and I can try and talk to some of these people? I'm picking on you because this is where we are running somewhat. So a woman may be seen as less of a problem than a man. And I am not exactly a white guy.
Right. Okay.
Well, if we end up talking to women... I'm going to go knock on the door. I'm going to start picking on people who go knock on doors.
Okay.
We're not going to get there.
Well, you can give me a manipulation persuasion.
Woohoo!
Knock on the door. Ooh.
Minus two, because they believe you are police.
Okay.
Suppose I should actually be near the dashboard at some point.
It will not help.
Do I have manipulation persuasion? That's a good question.
One success.
Okay.
You go.
All right. You will only get 15 doors slammed in your face before there is an elderly black woman. I'm not an elderly black woman, elderly Latino woman. And she seems at least willing to talk to you. How may I help you?
Yes, hello, ma'am. I think you know why we're here.
Yeah. It's about those poor boys who got murdered.
Logos, I thought you said it was one guy and two women?
Yes.
Okay.
She's just...
Yeah, okay. Just making sure that I had that right. Yes, and we're keen on stopping that from happening again.
Yes, it was horrible. Have
you seen them around here before?
They were door knocking and preaching about some
yes
yeah they were preaching about some kind of hui, I don't know. And
did you happen to see what happened to them?
She looks past you and says, no.
Looked over my shoulder.
Wait. Before you do anything.
Too late.
Ma'am.
Yep. There is a extraordinarily large Latino man with many golden chains hanging off of his necklaces. He's 6'7", 6'8", and built like a lineman.
Okay.
He does not look happy that you are here.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Sir. Okay.
And what were you saying? I'm
going to show him
the
picture.
Show who?
The guy.
The
big guy and the woman, and just say,
She is in the apartment, and we're talking to her right now. He's standing a little bit away, glaring at us.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can see him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, look, we're just trying to identify these people so we can notify their next kin. So if you have... any information in the church they were preaching and door knocking about, I'd really appreciate it.
Give me a manipulation plus persuasion check at minus four.
One success.
Ooh, there you go. Three
Jeez.
Needs.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Yep, that's all you need. Don't know where they came from, but they done got what they deserved. We don't have none of their type around here.
So what happened to them?
What happens to everybody that don't that goes sticking their nose where they don't belong?
So you did that to them, is what you're saying?
That's not what I said. I said they happened to get what they deserved. And say anybody did it, officer. It just happened.
Well, something obviously happened, as you say. They got what they deserved, but something happened that made you at least call it in. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
I look at him and say, dude, if you found three bodies on your front lawn, you'd call it in, if nothing else, to someone to come pick it all up and get out of your face.
Well,
this is a shit assignment.
Well, perhaps someone... Now, I'm just speculating here. Perhaps someone wanted to send a message that ain't no more of their kind welcome around here. Wanted to make it public. Wanted to make it known. Wanted to make it known to the community that they ain't... Their kind ain't welcome.
All right, well, cool. And if you, you know, see anything or know what church you're preaching at, so we can try to notify their parents or something.
Yeah.
And just say something.
You guys are some of the most ignorant son of bitches I ever seen in my life. It's the Taylor Projects. That's where those folks be preaching at.
Ah, cool, man. Hey, thank you.
Logos?
Mm-hmm?
Did we get any sense that the bites were supernatural, or just it was a big dog type thing?
It was bigger than any dog you have ever heard of in your life.
Are we talking werewolf type attack here?
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Well, if they were over at the Taylor Projects, we're wasting our time here bothering these good folks.
One more
go over there
question. And if you think we were strange before, just wait to hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
Once. They got what they deserved. Did anything happen to them? Did anything, say, crawl out of their mouths?
That put me as an accessory to the crime, officer. Ain't nobody dumb enough to answer that question around here.
Well,
I give him a really hard look and tell him, shut up. Not the guy. What's his face?
Yes, I understand. Rashid.
Yes,
Rashid. When a strange shit goes down, we're the ones who have to deal with it. We need to know what's going on.
Mm.
We're going to go talk over there. We're going to leave this place. I have no interest in being in here. But I want to know what I'm dealing with over there. If something happened, I want to know about it.
Well, then you be the man sticking your nose where you don't belong when you think.
Yes, I am the man. I am the one who's going to deal with it.
I'm
just trying to find out what it is I'm dealing with, and you ain't helping me.
You ain't giving me a reason to help.
Well, if it's what I think it might be, they ain't going to be around no more to come over here, and that's a good reason for you to help me stop them coming around here.
Rashid, let's just go over to the other...
There's no way to know that they got your message.
Oh.
And they got
they
some
got
big
the
shit.
They got the message loud and clear. That's why you ain't seen none of them around here. But who says my message, officer? It's just a concerned citizen.
And we need all the concerned citizens that we can get.
Helping out you fine police officers.
Well, sir, I thank you for your time, and we'll be off.
Check my head rarely. Well, but, yeah.
Listen to the smart one. She seems to have the idea. It seems to be the brains of your particular operation.
Yeah, I see. I shake my head wearily and leave with her.
What?
Shake my head wearily and leave with her.
Mm-hmm. And just to check and make sure. You would tell me if you're wearing your goggles, right?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not going to just yet. I was thinking about it. I was definitely thinking about it.
Okay. Just checking. I need to know that type of thing.
Yeah. I take it the others are still at the crime scene and or run back to the car?
I don't know. Joshua, still... what are you doing? Asleep. Excellent. Jacob.
I'm standing there with Grigori. If Grigori makes a run for it, then I run for it as well. If Grigori stands around, I stand around. Safety in numbers.
Throw Joshua in the way, then run.
Yeah. No, that's always been the plan. You know, the Ashwood Abbey, I don't even need to throw him. He just tries to swashbuckle them and die. Pretty easy. I think that's the only reason we keep him around.
Okay, well, once we get back to the crime scene, so this place has been infested with werewolves, not anything useful anyway in terms of traces. And if whatever caught out of their bodies is now affecting this place, they're going to come from
out anyway. The address on the tracks, is that in the Taylor Projects?
Yes, it is.
All right, guys, Taylor Projects.
Can I get off of this wheel now? Or are we moving on?
Got a good mind to call on the guys to come in here with silver bullets, but other than that...
Yes.
Is Grigori playing on the kid's swing?
Yes, there was nothing else to eat on.
That's a beautiful image right there.
Okay, Grigori!
The main reason I'm not worrying about the goggles, Lewis, is that I think it's pretty much going to have too much werewolf and this creature's essence around the place to really be useful.
Okay. Grigori, Samantha, as you're walking towards your car, you look back, and the same man, Latino man, is looking back at you with a grin that you could only call wolfish.
Nice.
As I said, Majone Kennan.
I did say there were a bunch of blocks around here, so you couldn't drive up to this place.
Majone Kennan will take care of that as well.
Yeah, probably.
That's the sort of thing that would make people call the cops. Okay, let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Good lord. Alright, so, where do y'all go?
Taylor.
Okay. I'm just going to use, unless anyone has any dire objections, I'm just going to use your alertness from the last scene. Given that everybody succeeds, something that you notice is that as you drive about a block away from the Robert B. Parker projects towards the Taylor projects, you start to feel very calm. As if there, everything, nothing is troubling you. Any fear or anxiety you had been feeling, you were no longer feeling it. Any concern that you once had is now gone. Everything feels all right. But also, any heightened joy or anything like that you felt is also not present. Any joy that you felt at getting the hell out of there alive is gone. And as you arrive and drive up, you see that the streets are much, much cleaner. Everything looks better. People are having their heads up straight. And there doesn't appear to be the drug traffic. People are look like they're cleaning up and working industriously.
I don't hate you so much.
The Taylor projects are pretty much the mirror image of the other projects.
And let me guess, mostly black.
Almost completely black, except there doesn't appear to be any drug dealing going on. The streets look clean, and people seem to be walking around, acting extremely, not pleasant, but not the aggressiveness that you had seen earlier.
Since hopefully I'm not driving, I should have no idea if I am or not. We'll say I'm not. I'm going to put the goggles on and have a look around.
Okay.
Hey, we don't have sanity mechanics in this. Excellent.
I know. It is it is making me truly angry right now. You notice certain people have this weird purplish glowing in their heads.
Does it match the residual glow we had from the bodies?
Indeed.
Infected, 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 infected.
When you said that we all became calm, is that a permanent effect? So we are constantly calm in this area, or are we still able to feel emotional?
I got sense. Muted emotions was my sense.
Yes, muted okay. Emotions.
Okay.
I stopped feeling quite so silly because of the hat.
So we have a cult which goes around infecting members with horrible brain parasite spider things. This is wonderful. Why are we here?
Muted emotion, not lobotomy.
No, I know. That is Jacob being slightly less worried.
It's hard to tell exactly what sort of
emotion you're trying to do. I am still panic. I'm just not going to start screaming.
See, the bigger question here is, what's the bigger concern? These guys or the werewolves? Frankly, kill them all.
So what, friendly?
I'm glad you're so confident in our ability to deal with supernatural.
Hey, I didn't say we would do it.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking calling some of our groups to come and say, hey guys! Anyway, the center of this particular religious institution is over yonder.
And that building is lit up like Christmas.
Woohoo!
Damn your etheric goggles. Damn it!
Yeah, another way of putting them is saying, hey look, they're a plot device tracker.
I know, that's shit!
As if we would not have gone there anyway.
Yeah, we were going there anyway, so...
I know, but still. Yeah, let's have a break at that. Bar break, oh. 5 minutes.
Oh no, the spooky church.
Who's got the flamethrower?
No, don't have that with me. I'm the tech guy, I'm not the flamethrower guy. I think that was Santa.
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm the bookish one who should be in the library right now, but someone took me out to go to the scene.
Yep.
I'm gonna die.
I am trying to get us to move along somewhat in this plot.
Why would you want to do that? We don't want in any other plots. I should really stop using the accent.
I'm having great fun playing it.
Should run away more.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity, and running away in the district full of gangs, gangers that have probably got me lynched as soon as I was out of sight.
Well, given that they were werewolves, fetch.
the main problem I'm immediately seeing is that we have one group of supernatural creatures being killed by another group of supernatural creatures, so I'm not really on the side.
Oh, no,
of...
you have one group of supernatural creatures protecting their territory from another group of supernatural creatures. It turns out that the spider people here are, well, killing people.
So are the werewolves.
Well, no.
Either way, you're losing humanity either way.
Well, yeah. We don't know that the werewolves are killing anybody. We know that the werewolves killed people who were already dead and infected with those things.
That's
the point is, the werewolves aren't human. The spider creature, these egg-laid things aren't human. Pick your random non-human things you're dealing with.
As far as Aegis is concerned, as long as there's relics involved, that's all they care about. So, killing the monsters is not the biggest deal.
No, we have grudges against witches.
Yes, but that's because they go after the relics.
And werewolves.
And werewolves, really?
Okay. Yep.
What's the word against werewolves? They just normally...
Werewolves also collect things.
As I was saying, call their groups and just tell them to come in guns blazing on both of these people. Oh, let's just nuke Wichita at this point. It'll probably be quicker and easier.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to suggest. Yeah. It's the only way to be sure.
It's a doomed town anyway.
Mind you, there is a substantial dollar investment in. Not just nuke it from orbit.
The only real question is there something going on like a nect for the task force?
Yeah, you may wish to inform them that there are evil brain spiders which infect people and pickle them alive and use them as incubators. Also, the brain spiders. Again, can't iterate this enough. Brain spiders.
They show up as purple on our goggles.
Everything shows up as purple.
And they have a motion controlling effect.
Sounds like the sort of thing you might want to use to drop on your enemies.
Well, it mutes their emotions. It doesn't remove them entirely, so.
I'm just saying it can affect your emotions, and I'm betting that the, queen, this is like an insect colony or original source, is going to have much stronger effect.
Well, you don't know what's causing that.
No, but I can theorize. And I can panic.
Yes.
Those things were running away. Yes, interesting.
From the werewolves.
Yes, I know, but they were... maybe they
If I had werewolves after me, I would probably run away too. In fact, I tried to. It didn't quite work out very well.
But they were... Nah. It was not matter.
He just suggested there's an element of self-preservation still to them.
So how does ultimate pleasure correspond with... Meh? I'm kind of happy?
Well, I suppose when people are come, they are looking for they are looking for a relief from their boring, mundane lives. And when they get here, they feel slightly better. So, hey, it must be working already. I will join up.
Oh, for bandwidth's sake, we may as well drop Josh on the call, because it's just going to take up cause any problems.
Bye, Josh.
You suffer. Insert expletive here. How dare you fall asleep in two games in a row?
We throw him from the car as we travel along.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Leave him with the werewolves as a piece of him.
You chew toy.
That as well.
Last World of Darkness game I played was an open New World of Darkness, so anything save for vampires was allowed. And so when our resident werewolf awakened or came actual werewolf, it had the funny scene in which he was indeed playing catch with a full grown tree.
Hmm. Oh, wow. This is what I've done. Nick?
Yeah.
I was sort of hoping for, now I'm glad I didn't, but should I have asked for, though now I'm glad I didn't, an intimidation roll? Yeah, now I'm glad I didn't, because he's a werewolf and it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, that would have been amusing.
But is that the sort of thing I should wait for you to ask me for, or is that the sort of thing I should,
if you're looking to make it, just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked at all.
No.
Oh, then the venture will be over and everything will be sold. There you go.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't immediately ripped out your throat because I would like you to come back. I find that if you immediately kill the player during their first session with you, they don't come back.
Well, I wouldn't be in that next session, certainly.
I know. And it would have worked. So, yeah. Well.
Now, fortunately, werewolves and World of Darkness, I've been told, I haven't actually come to my socket, and they are one of the worst creatures you can come up against.
Yes, they are.
Actually, we probably have come up against them, but we came up against tamer versions because our GM was nice at the time.
At the time?
New World of Darkness, they are the nastiest thing out there, point that our werewolf was... He was bleeding from every orifice, was blind, and he was still winning.
Yep.
A mage can take down a werewolf.
Yes, but being a mage is ridiculously difficult, and mages are best done if they're NPCs, because to be a mage, you need to already be fairly good at what you're doing, because otherwise you make one mistake, and you actually do just turn inside out on the spot from screwing up.
Yeah, if... Mages, a good mage requires not a good knowledge of the system and knowing what the hell you're doing. Yeah. Mage is not the beginner's route.
Because mage has no limitation. Being a mage, you actually have complete control over the fundamental building blocks of not existence, but the idea of existence itself. What is existence to you? Whatever you decide it is.
It can vary.
There is no limit from get-go to what you can do, it's just there are consequences for it. You can still do it, it's just that you're going to get kicked in the ass for it.
Well, you have limits based off of what your power... I don't know how y'all play mage, but in the system, if you don't have so many dots in something, you can't do something.
Still that really what depending upon what power you have, you will have complete and utter dominance over certain aspects of reality.
Some type of it, but it varies vastly from mage to mage. So, yeah, the nature of mages are such that if a mage knows you're coming, depends on what he can do, and he could turn a werewolf inside out just by blinking at it.
Well, no, depending on the nature, the werewolf would never have existed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, like, for instance, mages do have control of time.
Space, dementia, life, death, the elements of nature, yeah, full works.
Yeah, so, mages are probably the nastiest thing to go up against.
As long as they're done well and they're someone with a lot of clapback. But werewolves, if it's a spontaneous fight, they are unstoppable.
Yeah, werewolves are hard to stop. A mage could stop a werewolf.
With a planet.
Yes. If he does it right. If he knows what he's doing, he can even do it on the fly. Werewolves are pretty hardcore. But at the same time, vampires get all the social actions. So vampires are incredibly good at social things. But you get them outside that realm, they're pretty good at combat, but a werewolf excels at combat. Yeah,
a werewolf will take a vampire down without blinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us go to this temple of werewolves and vampires and mages.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, you should emotion.
So, what do y'all want to do?
I'm going to be taking my goggles off. I'm not going to be wearing them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And shall we go to the temple? Yes, we shall. I'm trying to move us along a bit, Nick.
Shall I stay in the car? Or I'll pretty much help inside.
Why would you want to do that? Come inside with us. Yeah. Come, so we may all be attacked by these brain spiders at once.
You have to say things like that.
Got your guns with you?
I got my pistol, yes. For all the good that will do. How many creatures of night do you meet which are actually susceptible to being shot?
This is why I don't carry weapons.
Oh my god.
Actually, no, I've a pistol and a flesh card. That's all I've got. I don't know. I'm not the weapons person.
No one is the weapon person in this group.
Excellent.
All right.
Just what we want.
I have a knife.
Grigori has some idea how to use weaponry, and I have a gun I can use, sort of.
Yeah,
I can use weapons, but there's no one that's a weapons person.
No one in this group is the murder machine. Actually, Joshua was pretty close. He has a lot of nonsense. But...
Say that he needs to be close from that.
Yeah, sadly, he's not here. So, all right.
He still throw his comatose body in front of them and run.
Yeah, that could work. What do y'all want to do?
So we're just rolling inside and saying, "Hi, you guys got killed. We're here to say hi."
I cannot think of another way to do this, but that might be the brain spider effect, so.
Well, we could go and say, "Hi, we hear you're full of brain spiders." I'm just saying we've got options.
Need to mute them.
Are any of them acceptable and not terrifying?
They didn't say anything about that.
Why didn't you, the pair of you, continue to pretend to be police officers and inform the church of their members' deaths and that or contact details? And we can loiter out here and have a look around the area.
Shouldn't we go, what would be worse, brain spiders or Scientology?
This is not Scientology.
Perhaps there are some that the two correlate together in some way.
Well, they both can install parasites inside your head in some ways.
I just love the path of wisdom in which they actually have a payment scheme to gain more knowledge.
It is called the university.
No, in Scientology there is...
No, I understand.
It's called Edrol Enron Hubbard, getting tired of being out of work.
He must be making a fortune.
It's called money.
He's dead.
So, as y'all sit in the car...
We go in.
Oh.
So that was a suggestion I made.
Out of the car.
Oh. Out of the car.
Oh, just go in.
If you don't want to be fun.
Into the temple of the spider.
Okay,
Any signs of Loth around?
Any signs of what?
Well, Loth, the spider goddess from Forgotten Land.
I don't know that.
Real
old. When you walk up to the door of this particular 17-story project, there are a odd-shaped hexagram. It's an irregularly shaped hexagram that is painted in purple on the door. And it's painted, and these are double doors, so it's kind of on both sides of the doors. And you open up the door, and there is a chipper young black woman who is sitting behind a desk, and she smiles broadly, and her white teeth ting off the sun. She says, "Hello, how may I help you?"
Hello, yes. We'd like to talk to someone about the people who were missing recently.
Oh, yes.
I have no subtlety.
The incident at the robber Taylor. Buildings. Ah, yes, it was very unfortunate. We are very sad to hear about it. Big smile.
Yep. And would I like to talk to someone about that?
Oh, you can talk to me.
We are in a temple inside type place, yes?
It's a project. Are you...
Are we in the temple? Or...
Yeah, I mean, you're inside the building.
Yes. Then I...
I cut out right as you were saying your plan.
Yes.
I take off my hat because we are inside in a building.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there is any reaction from anyone because of this.
No, there's only single young black woman. The rest of the building, you can see the corridors that lead off and the housing, the doors that would lead to further housing. And she's just sit at a desk, perfectly ramrod straight in the middle of a corridor.
Mr. Rod, to get some details about who these people are, please.
Oh, of course. Looks at notes. Alright. The gentleman was Tim Sanderson. The young lady was Mrs. Rachel Sanderson, and the other young lady was Barbara Sanderson. Big smile.
Okay.
Brother and sisters,
Oh, yes. They were brothers and sisters to my, as we all are.
Okay, I have a question for the GM here. Has anybody gone down there and told these people that anybody's dead?
No.
Or said, "Hey, come and identify the bodies"?
Nope.
So when we've just said, "Hey, who's dead?" They've gone, "We know exactly who's dead because
I said who's missing." I did not say dead. I said missing.
Oh, who's missing? Right. Yeah. Okay.
It was...
They brought up the Robert Taylor. I didn't. Well, Robert, whatever.
Right.
Robert Parker. Yeah. It was a sad thing to hear about their passing. It's a big smile.
Has it been in the papers, GM?
No. Nope.
So I assume their families have been notified?
Oh, yes. The entire family has been notified.
Can we talk to them? We'd like to know what they were doing in the area.
Oh, I'm part of their family as well.
Are you a who, Sanderson?
Oh, I'm Lizzie Sanderson.
Do you change your name when you join
the church? Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, of course you do.
Who is Sander?
Oh, Sanderson? Oh, that's our, that's the leader. She's the great leader. Big smile.
Mm-hmm. I'm half tempted just to leave them all to it at this point. I really am. Now, can you tell us what they were doing in the area?
Oh, they were trying to bring the word of the light to those poor, benighted people. Have you seen the way they lived with all of that violence and drugs and all that striving for nothing? I mean, this is all we have. And why would you throw your life away for nothing? So sad. So sad. Big smile.
And so will you be talking to them again? Are you planning on sending anyone else there?
Oh, no, no. I mean, there are elements in the community that would have to be cleansed before we could come and see them again. But I hear Miss Sanderson, she has plans.
May we talk with
Miss Sanderson? Sorry, only those who have joined the Order of the Transcendent Materialism may see Miss Sanderson. She's a very private individual.
I'm sure she'll be willing to speak to police officers
about that. Oh, no. I'm afraid she wouldn't.
We wouldn't want to have to go to the trouble of having her brought downtown.
Oh, I'm sure that you would never be able to find her. Big smile.
I just lean over the desk and look at her legs. Not being soft or anything, I just lean over and look at her legs. I'm wondering if she's just an atrophied top half of a person sitting behind a desk.
No.
I poke her leg.
But with the three, you do notice there's the faint, when you get that close, you notice the faint odor of decay.
I poke a leg as well with my finger.
I'm sorry. How can I help you?
How long have you been part of?
Oh, ever since it came here.
Yeah, how long has that been?
Oh, 3-4 months ago? Big smile.
Yeah, no, I assume that there are a number of rituals and stuff you have to go through as part of being a member of this.
Oh, thing. Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you would like to see one of our pamphlets, I have a selection here. She gestures to the pamphlets. We are always looking for new members.
Do you get a lot of new members?
Then she starts, particularly, did you say you're a police officer?
I show her my ATF identity.
You know what? On second thought, I think Miss Sanderson would like to see you. She's pulling at her. I'm afraid our elevators are all out of service, but she's on in the basement.
Of course.
Yes. The basement. I will lead the way if you don't mind following.
Why don't we make an appointment to come back when
we are
there?
Oh. Mm. Oh, I'm sure since they were all here and accommodating, I'm sure now it'll be fine.
Yes, now would be good.
Did you say she was tugging at something?
Her ear.
Right.
Yes, now would be good. And she's...
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, are we all prepared?
I say something in Russian.
None of us understand.
Question, what do you say?
I am saying you smell bad.
That is so impolite. She says back in Russian.
Yes. That is interesting, I say in English.
Oh, yes. Well, this way, gentlemen. And she starts walking off towards the stairway, which is off to the left-hand side.
Yep.
When we are walking behind her, and she cannot see us, I clutch my nose between my two fingers and do the smelly wafting hand in front of me.
Uh-huh. Her. Yes, yes. Why are we going here?
I just find it ironic that it's coming from Grigori.
Yes. And I do the slitty throat motion.
I do point to my ear. I sort of point to the ear and just sort of make like I'm talking on a telephone.
Oh, do you need me to wait? I mean, we can wait a bit.
We can go now.
Oh, well, okay. Good. Miss Anderson would be ever so pleased to see you.
Jolie,
this is ridiculous.
Oh? Is it?
I am talking to my friends, not to you.
Oh.
You lead on while I talk to my friends.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll be able to perfectly deal with whatever we're presented with. It's fun having hope as your virtue.
I am sure that we can overcome. Yes.
Well, I am rather envious of those people who have a very long lifespan.
Oh, you will have a very long lifespan with the Order of the Transcendental Materialism?
Well, I'm not interested in becoming a member.
Oh. That is sad.
I'm looking around for cameras and the like.
There are no cameras.
Oh, good.
Okay, she starts down the stairwell.
Yep. And as I said, I wish I had a grenade.
Why don't we
forget
one?
I didn't actually hear that.
Are we all
okay with this? I am asking.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I make sure to push Jacob ahead of me. Come on, down we go.
Yep. There we go.
All right. The further you go down, the calmer you feel. You go down the concrete stairs, and the steps echo all throughout the building. You notice that you don't hear anyone else moving in this building. You hear not the sound of laughter, not the sound of crying, not the sound of arguing. You hear nothing as you walk down the stairs.
Is there electric lighting all the way down here?
Oh, yes. And the bulb flickers eerily.
Yay! I'm just remembering another time when I visited some giant spidery thing and did not take light with me.
Oh, who can keep track of all these things?
Yes.
Well, I've got my flashlight with me anyway, so if I need it.
Hey.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's keep going. What's the worst going to happen? With the internet kills us all, what the hell?
Yeah, this is the way it will happen.
Yeah, okay. Nick's going, why aren't they planning? They should be doing better than this. Tell them. Oh, well, that's what happens.
All right. All right. She opens the double doors that lead down, and you see before you a mass of webs. And in the center of the webs is this car-sized spider's woman. The upper half is a beautiful blonde woman, bare breasts exposed. The lower half is a spider with six legs.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
Don't said the spiders spider. Usually have eight legs?
Yes.
Yes, but she's got two arms.
Welcome, said the spider to the fly.
Welcome to my parlor.
Indeed. Adding a member of the ATF would be glorious. Thank you for coming.
Yep. So is it just us and you and, well, she is you in some ways, isn't she? I say pointing at,
No. She is one of my glorious daughters.
Oh, if I was a slightly more combat character, I'll tell you.
And I have three, I had three daughters who were missing their bodies. But I can make two more. No problem. And let's go ahead and start combat. To everyone's shock and surprise.
Really? You didn't want us just to walk in and get ourselves injected?
I mean, you can.
Okay. That's 15.
Okay. Right, what you get into the chat box.
Where'd I put it? Wow. Roll low. That's what I'm going to do. Boom.
Oh my god. Y'all are fucked.
Yep.
Well.
This is what happens, Nick, when someone tries to push the mod along.
Well, you didn't have to push the mod along off the fucking cliff. That was not required.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next time, Jameis, don't walk into the obvious big boss fight with just your fucking pistols. How about you don't do that?
Why does no one listen to the guy who's telling you that this is dead?
I don't understand.
Alright, so, just so y'all know, everything's fine. She has that. I need to look that up. So, let's see who has the highest.
That would be myself.
Oh, okay. James, who has the highest dex between you and Jameis? What's your
dex? Dex or int mod?
I have
five. Yeah, let's go with int mod. You're right.
int mod?
Yeah.
I'm at plus 7.
Four plus int. Do you want me, you rank a roll or total?
Just what's the number? What's your initiative modifier?
Yeah.
Oh, my initiative modifier is a 7.
So both of y'all are 7. Jesus. Who has the higher dex?
Dex 3.
4. I have 4.
Then you first. All right, so what do you want to do there, Jacob?
Draw a gun and shout run.
Okay. You.
I can shoot as well, but I don't. It's not going to do much. I'm going to fire, but I'm shouting run.
Okay. Minus 3 dice. No, it's half defense. Half defense for ranged. 1. Minus 1 dice. Right, Jeremis? I don't have my book with me, so.
For ranged. It's, no, it goes off what their defense is.
Yeah, their defense. I thought it was defense half for ranged.
They might have different defenses for ranged and melee.
No. She has, okay. Minus 3 dice.
Minus 3 dice. Okay. 3. Oh, God. Oh, nice. Okay, so that's already 2 tens. I'm waiting to see what the explosions do. Okay, just 2 successes.
All right. Your bullets backs into her chest. She screams in anger. Next person. Oh, and it gouges a nice big hole in her chest.
That, I think, is me. I'm next. I'm going to do something really stupid because I'm trying to kill my character. First time out.
Thank you,
Davis. And take everyone else down with me. Because I hate you all.
Excellent.
I'm going to move forward and jab the anti-preservative into her.
Interesting.
I have no hope for
this. Nope.
Okay, strength plus weapons, or you're jabbing. You can use dex plus medicine. Dex minus plus 3 medicine. Dice, either way.
Okay, I'm going to throw willpower into this to give me 4 dice max. Give me 4 dice. Two.
Okay. Okay. You jab and eject. I'll just say you can do that for free. And she does not look very pleased with you.
Yep.
Richard? What does Grigori do?
Grigori pulls out his lighter and then lights it and tries to burn some of the web, which is all over the place.
Fire. Solution to everything. Okay. You can do that for free. It starts to burn. Not very well. It's silk. Silk doesn't burn well.
Interesting. If I can do it for free. Is that just no roll?
No. You can do it for free. What else do you want to do?
I move to make sure that the lady is not closing the door behind us.
Well, y'all didn't enter in. Y'all didn't say you entered in.
All right, okay. I just assumed.
I assumed you were in there too. Okay.
Then I don't do anything else. So that is fine. I want to make sure she's
okay. All right. What is your defense there, James?
Melee defense. Is thought I noted it down somewhere. Damn you. Damn your eyes. No, I didn't. It's dex, isn't it?
Right. Wits or dex, whichever is lower.
Both 3, so it doesn't matter. 4 for melee armor because of my armor.
This is actually not a melee attack.
Okay. So she's not just smacking me upside the head?
No.
Webbed.
Yep. Oh, you fucking dumb. You don't even describe how I do this? Well, fuck.
She doesn't know anything.
She sits there and ponders the rule book.
Yeah, she looks at the rule book and realizes, you son of a bitch, you don't even have how I do this? I just add those two together.
I get spiders injected into me. Woo!
No, because I rolled a fucking D8.
Excellent. And the rule stands. You roll it, thus you must live by it. Mm. Let's run.
No, you don't want to be accidentally roll a D20.
Alright. Anyways, it does not matter how many successes she makes. All she has to do is make a success. Your legs there, Jameis, they are webbed to the floor as she spits out a piece of webbing at you, and you take 3 lethal damage because the web is acidic.
Excellent.
Is he rooted to the spot on this side of the door or her side of the door?
On her side of the door because he had to walk up to stab her.
Well, tough shit for you then.
Going to hit woman. Samantha, what do you do?
take out my camera phone and start filming this.
Excellent.
Okay. Okay, next round. Oh, yes, the lady. The lady is going to try to, she reaches into her pocket, pulls out a pistol, and aims it at Grigori, because he's the guy. What's your defense there, Grigori?
I have a defense. Of 3.
All right. She rolls a chance die.
Explode in your face!
And she rolls the defudge because I am a moron. And she rolls a 10.
Yes! And then chance dice does explode.
Yes, they do. You get hits for 1 lethal damage. As a little 22 pops you in your shoulder. Okay. Y'all are fucked. God.
Yep.
I was expecting that to explode in her face. Going up to panicking man.
What does that run? Do you not understand? As I continue to empty the clip into her.
Okay.
It's -2 if you're trying to avoid me. I say if because I realize at this point you may just be willing to take the loss. Do you guys know about risking willpower and stuff?
Yeah, she is a large target, so she is a car size, so it's only going to be -1. And you're stuck.
And I will spend a willpower to cancel out that -1.
Well, no, you get 3 if you spend a willpower.
Okay, I will spend a willpower. So 2 additional dice on top.
Yeah,
and so that's going to be 8 dice.
Well, it's your dex plus your firearms plus your dex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, plus the damage of the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In which case I don't need to spend it. Oh, I don't need to spend it.
Well, you may want to anyway, so you get more successes.
Yeah.
The combat is when you spend willpower to put supernatural creatures down.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So what's her... I'm rolling 10 dice. What's her defense?
It is -3.
7 dice. 2 successes.
Okay. Plus his thing. All right. She is not looking good. Wow. Anyways, up to Kai, who is stuck to the floor.
Who is right next to her and has a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I use my weapon.
Okay, what is your weapon?
My pistol.
Oh, okay. What type of pistol are you using, by the way?
Just a bog standard light pistol that's in the book. Pistol light, Glock 17.
Okay. Did this combat ready?
I've got the GM screen, which has a whole lot of stuff on it, which is really useful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. I can't remember if it's strength, weapons, or
no. It's dex plus firearms.
Yeah, same thing. 4, 5, 6 minus defense, spend a willpower. Yeah, I'm not going to risk it yet. So make 6 dice. Boom! 2 in her face. Or wherever I happen to hit her.
You hit her in the left breast. Before we get a little bit. Alright. Grigori, your go.
I do not like that. She just shot me. So I deal with the woman behind us. Who is obviously the big threat. I am going to pull out my knife and chop her down. Chop her head, I guess.
All right.
See, the bigger threat is the one who's wanting to video us.
Her defense is... her defense is 2.
So that is minus 2. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Oh. That did not... Okay, and I have rolled 2 successes on her.
Yeah. Now you...
Dex plus weapons, plus because I have 2. Finesse, plus the 2 damage, minus the 2 off of her defense, okay. Plus 1 for the specialization. There's 8 dice.
Alright, you slice into her for 2 damage.
Yes.
She grins at you hugely, and she takes another shot at you. And the gun explodes in her face.
Yay!
Huzzah.
She clicks down on the hammer, and it goes click, click, click. She looks at it and pulls the trigger again, and boom!
Just look down the barrel.
Yep.
Oh, I wonder why it is not firing.
And a green viscous fluid coats the walls now. And the big nasty spider thing. I almost forgot about her.
Well, I'll be recording.
In our experiments with the pickling agent, was that flammable? Such as formaldehyde is flammable.
Sure.
Excellent! Grab the polypropylene and set it on fire.
Alright, she does succeed, so you take 3 more lethal damage. And your other leg is rooted to the floor. There, James.
Right, I would have spent willpower on the roll for...
I'm sorry.
Increasing my defense by 2.
Oh, okay. Well, then she misses, because...
Well, no, you mean you re-roll with 2 less dice.
Right. The two that were... The one that succeeded was her last one, so...
Okay.
It's easier to keep track.
Kindness. You got us into this mess.
When does Samantha go? Is she next?
She goes next.
Right.
Samantha. This is pretty great footage you're getting, by the way.
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right. Going back now to man on the top. Jacob, what do you do?
I'll continue to fire bullets in her and say, hey, set the blood on fire!
Okay. Give me a shooty-shooty roll.
Okay.
She will spend the willpower to negate 2 of yours.
I will spend the willpower and go down to my last 2 willpower.
You can risk a willpower.
Yep. If you fail, though, it goes away, but...
And you lose another
one. You could risk...
If you win, you get that back plus an extra willpower, and also your 9s explode.
How does that work? How would I fail and how do I succeed?
Basically, you fail if you don't roll any successes, then you lose the willpower. There are two different ways to do it. Well, there are actually some.
I clear this pile of dice we have.
Yeah, you can say nines again, or you can say that three is a crit, but that doesn't really matter in combat, so. So basically.
As well.
So do you want to spend it and get the plus three? She is subtracting five dice off your pool.
Yeah.
She would spend the willpower as normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to spend as normal.
Okay.
Okay, so she's taking five off me?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get minus two if you're trying to not hit me.
Mm-hmm. Minus one. Minus one. She's
minus one for not hitting me. Yeah.
Yeah. She is a car size.
I presume you offered death. I saw lots of people die. Eleven minus five. Oh, two explosions.
Wow.
Just two again.
Okay. Wow, she looks hurt.
God, bitch, go down.
She's the size of a car.
Yeah, so? I don't care. Die anyway.
I did describe the car size part, right?
Yeah. I still want her to, it doesn't mean I don't want her to die.
Okay.
What part of that is confusing you?
Jameis, your go.
Okay. Is she spending willpower?
Yeah, she'll spend a willpower against you.
Can I take me down to four?
Remember, how many boxes do you have full?
I only have three out of... I've got seven hit points. So if I lose another one, then I'll be in trouble, but I'm not at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Alright.
Boom! Miss and a miss and a miss.
Okay. And Grigori. The woman you were fighting apparently was retarded.
No, it was my slash with my boy.
Uh-huh.
I turn around to find what else is going on, but I suppose see they are doing that.
Good shout out about the flammable blood.
Yes. I join in. I pull out my gun and shoot someone. You will die.
Yeah, everyone has fun with guns. Let's just shoot it wildly in the air.
Alright. Yeah. So, minus four. One for not trying to hit Jameis. One, three for defense.
Alright. I will spend a point of willpower.
Alright.
So that got me that. And that is plus three, so. I'm rolling seven dice, and that is a whole one success.
All right,
it's one success, not nothing.
One success. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, down to Azul, motherfucker.
What's that a name? Azul.
No, that's just the name of these creatures.
Okay.
She punches through the floor and then skitters down.
All right, so Sharon's black. So...
Yep. Sharon?
Yep. Pull my gun.
Oh, yeah. I probably need to roll that.
Pull my gun, take a step back, a few steps back up the stairs, and study the floor carefully. Okay.
Give me wits plus composure. Wow. That was...
Wow. Shit. Two, hang on. I have an exploding 10.
We're definitely going to roll 20 next time.
3 successes.
Okay. The floor looks like there are sections of it that are rigged to collapse under the person. That if a person puts their weight on it, it will collapse, and who knows what's below.
Gotcha.
Also, you hear the sounds of footsteps coming from, well, the direction you were.
The direction I was at?
The direction that you had come from?
That the above.
Yep.
From above.
Yeah, the narrow staircase we had to walk down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Only way of getting back out
going
to the surface.
Up to Jacob.
Okay. Now we run.
Well, what do you do?
I'm going to start heading up the stairs.
Okay, give me strength plus athletics.
Okay. Do I get my long distance?
Hell no.
No. Yeah, anyway. One success.
Okay. You get up the stairs, and you see there are 5 people standing at the top of the stairs. They all have little baby pistols. They're all pointing them at you.
Do I get to fire?
No. Your action was running.
I said going up the stairs and then banging it up the stairs. Yeah, I did shout, but now we run.
Oh. Yep. So, going down to man who is stuck.
Yep. I'm not going to bother trying to run because I'm stuck to the floor. Can I actually see Spider-Woman?
You look down, point your flashlight down. You see a trail of webs going as far as you can see below.
Damn you, being out of range of my gun.
Yeah.
If I can't see her to shoot at her, then I'll start trying to free myself.
Give me a strength plus athletics.
Can he not just take off his shoes?
No, his legs.
My legs are strength plus athletics minus what?
No, just give it to me straight.
One success, which explodes. Boom, one success.
You rip one of your legs out. You'll need from another the success. Yep, from the socket. And you can now use it as a club. It will take another success to get the other leg out. Grigori.
I make my way over to the guy trapped in the web and chop him out.
All right. You can do that, pretty much. That is your action, but it gets done.
Yes.
Samantha.
Up the stairs carefully.
Okay. You only make it halfway up the stairs. And then the guys who are looking at Jacob. Jacob, what is your defense?
3 defense, and how does my armor factor into that? Is that an additional minus 1 for them?
Depends on what type of armor you have.
Yes, it says minus 1 on the defense, so okay. Defense 4.
All right.
Which whittles down for each opponent shooting you.
Yep.
This is when it turns out these are the warriors.
Not with point two twos, they're not.
Well, yeah. I mean, they still have a chance. Nope. Oh, yes. Take 2 lethal.
Oh, crap. First time I've been hurt.
Take a 3rd lethal.
Oh, crap.
Nope. And a 4th lethal. Wow, they rolled pretty well.
Yeah, I'm down to 2. That puts me comatose on the floor or something, doesn't it?
No.
It means that you're at minus 2 to all your things you do.
To all your actions. All right. Going back up to Jacob.
Sorry, don't you have 2 free blocks? Is that not what you just said?
I have 2 remaining. Okay. My health is a 6, and I just took all the blocks.
So you're at minus 1, not minus 2.
Yep.
If you've got one block left, you're at minus three. If you've got two blocks, you're at minus two. If you all your, because if all your blocks are done, then you're done. Oh, you're unconscious.
Then you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at minus two, but I'm going to have to just open up and panic.
All right. So, what do you do there?
Actually, no. It's the way the staircase worked that if I went back down it a bit, I would be out of the line of fire.
Yep.
Okay, then I back down. I'm going down.
Okay. Run up, run up!
If I take a normal movement down, I'll be out of their fire, but could I fire first, then move?
Yeah.
Okay, then I shoot, then I move down.
Okay.
So minus two.
Minus two for defense.
And their armor, or defense. What's their defense?
Two.
Okay, so I have two dice. That's four dice because of my gun. Two successes.
Okay. You hit one in the chest, he doesn't even react.
And then I move down the stairs.
They all have that creepy, large smile on their face. They make no sound besides the clicking of the guns. To Jameis. Rasheed, what do you do?
I say, let's grab her body, point to the one he killed, set her on fire and throw her down. Here. I point after where the spider went.
Okay.
She burns. We try and throw something down there that burns her. Let's go.
Alright, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay! Kirk, what do you want to do? Talking free.
They'll explain what we do.
Both move over and pick up the body and then set it on fire and throw it down there.
Okay, yeah. How are you going to set it on fire?
He has a lighter.
Okay, so you're just gonna hold it up to
her body's
pretty much. If the preservatives were flammable, then
it's gonna sit on fire pretty well.
Right now,
hold it up to
her bleeding head with a.
Her head is bleeding.
Well, but
there is a spider thing in there.
Yeah, there's the green splatter which happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. We cut part of her arm then so that she is bleeding, and then when that blood's coming out, we set it on fire. I mean.
Okay. Oh. Both of y'all can give me wits plus composure.
Okay. Minus anything?
Minus one. Bad lighting and whatnot.
One success.
Okay.
Ooh. Wow. Four successes.
Four? Okay. You notice that when you picked up her body...
Did you explode those tins? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
When you picked up her body, there's spiders running all along beneath her clothing, and that you can do whatever you want. But you really noticed this. There are many spiders.
Lots of many small spiders, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, let's go get the werewolves.
What do you still want to go with your plan?
nothing else to do.
Okay.
We're feeling pretty calm about this, to be honest, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is calm and methodical, I approve. When you pick up the body,
we get covered in spiders.
Yep. The spiders awesome. March from her, underneath her clothing and go up her hand. Or, you know, basically whatever body part you touch, they start flowing up your arm towards your head. Samantha.
Okay. How far up the steps am I now?
You're right next to Jacob.
Who is bleeding heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard the shots.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to duck out and shoot at least one of them.
Okay. Give me firearms minus two.
And you kicked your
cable. Did you kick your cable out again?
Oh, no, no. I just moved the computer and it.
I'm just going to quit and rejoin just so the recording hopefully doesn't screw up a bit.
All right.